So I started off earlier. I was mentioning to you earlier about when I went to school, when I first moved over to Ireland. Like, I did mention a little bit about the transition, like the first session, I think I mentioned a little bit about the transition to coming to Ireland and all that. But I came over here when I was 12, and as well as that, like I started in a boarding school. I went to a boarding school because my parents were still in Portugal. But it was a very interesting experience. I'll describe a little bit about what it actually felt like year to year. Like, I remember when I first started, like, I came in and I was kind of all excited because I was just like, you know, I loved people and interacting with things. I was like, a whole new place. This is going to be fun. This is going to be cool. But very, very quickly, like, I remember, like, the homesickness hit me really, really hard. Like, it hit me very, very, very hard when I first moved in there. Because, like, it was weird. It was just this strange feeling where, like, I had this sense of, like reality hit me. Where I was like, oh, I now know that, like, from this point, there's no going back. Like, the sudden realization where I was like, I can't just go home, like, and kind of chill out and be safe or be happy or whatever. Like, I am stuck here now. Like, I had this overwhelming feeling of, like, because, like, you know, when I first went there, you know, we had our, like, little, like, bedside lockers and stuff like that. And I remember, like, opening it once. I was sitting there, like, eating some, because my mother had said, like, oh, here's some biscuits and stuff to have as a little snack. And, like, I remember, like, sitting there eating them, going, like, unless, like, I get something for myself, this is all that I have as, like, a, like, sweet thing from home. I mean, it was from a shop, like, down the road. But I remember, like, sitting there eating that and just thinking to myself, like, obviously it isn't eternity, but I was like, 6 years, because, like, that's, you know, that's how long I spent in that school. I was like, I'm gonna spend the next 6 years of my life in this reality where I'm constantly wanting to be somewhere else. And, like, that's what I was scared of, because I was like the classes aren't that fun. I hate the way that we wake up in the morning. The people around me, I'm not too fond of, because, like, you know, Dublin lad culture, like, slagging, all that kind of stuff. Like, I was just not connecting with any of it. And I remember sitting there just going, like, none of this is, like, it was kind of, it was, I suppose it was because, like, when I grew up, when I was in Portugal, when I was growing up, like, I had a very defined, like, MySpace, not the website MySpace, like I had a very defined space for myself. And that wasn't necessarily out of choice. It was just like, because where we lived, it was very far from anybody that I knew. So my house, like, I had friends over often, or I went over to other friends' houses, and I never felt homesick with them. But it was always like that was very defined as, like, this is, like, my space, my own, like, sanctuary, whatever. But going over to boarding school and moving to boarding school, I was like, all of a sudden, there is no safe space. There is no space just for me, because I was like, you know, I go to sleep, but, like, any time during the night, like, one of the lads from the other dorms could, like, sneak past a teacher or sneak past the people who are, like, keeping an eye on the dorms. They could, like, sneak past and, like, come in and just go, hey, lads, what's going on? And just, like, start talking, and I, like, would be woken up and stuff like that. Like, it happened more in later years when I was already settled. But theoretically, like, you know, lads could be talking, lads could come in, and, like, there was a thing called, like, flipping your bed, because the beds were very, like, they were, like, made of metal and wire, like, they were very quite light. So, like, you could just run in and just, like, flip the bed, and, like you'd be tossed out of bed. And, like, older years, there was a very, like, hierarchical system, which disappeared as we went on. But, like, there was a very established hierarchy when we first came in, where it was, like, an older year would come in and just go, like, okay, so what snacks have you got at the moment? And you just open your locker, and they go, like, I will take some of these, I'll take some of these, I'll take some of these, thank you, bye. And they're, like, it was weird, because they were still your friends, but you were, like, no, like, you are higher up in the hierarchy, so you get these things. there was such a weird, like, kind of, like, everybody, it's strange, because, like, because the school that I went to, like, a lot of them were rich kids, I guess, like, you know, it wasn't like a hard place, but at the same time, loads of boys living together, everybody's still trying to, like, show off their masculinity, so there was this weird culture of, like, these kind of, like, soft kids that didn't really know much about, like, gritty masculinity or kind of, like, rough masculinity, but at the same time, they're still trying to put that off. So there's this weird, like, weird culture, weird mix-up. Obviously, like, it was weird, because, like, I went through the whole year just going, like, I just want to leave. And then in the last week, literally the last week of school before we were finished and I went back home, I remember calling up my mother and just going, like, I like it here now. It's weird. Something just clicked. And I was like, whoa, all of a sudden, like, I know these people. They know me. I know this place. All of a sudden, I was like, this whole place has become my space. Like, all of a sudden, it switched where I wasn't like, oh my God, I am, like, insignificant and this sea is going to swallow me up. All of a sudden, I was like, wait, I know the whole workings of the school. I'm suddenly, like, I've made it my own space. And it was just a fantastic switch. It was such a sudden, just, like, I was walking along, talking with some friends, and I was laughing, and I was like, ah, oh, okay, no, I can work with this. Obviously, I didn't have any choice anyway. My parents wouldn't have sent me back home just because I didn't like it. But at the same time, it was still nice to kind of go just, like, no, guys, you don't have to worry. Like, I'm good now. I, you know, it's cool. I like it. But, like, it was such an interesting thing. And the years just got better. Like, obviously, you know, you have your ups and your downs and things like that, and you have your own rough patches. But I never had that feeling of lacking ownership or lacking ability anymore, because I'd thoroughly immersed myself in the workings of the school. Like by the end of it, like, when I was in fifth year and sixth year, like, I was president of the student council, I was deputy head boy, like, I'd been a prefect for 2 years, I was in the choir since, like, first year all the way up, and I was, like, one of the main guys in choir, surprisingly enough. I, like, in sixth year, I was one of the lead roles in, like, this play that was on, which was bad. But still, it was a big honor. And I started singing lessons in my last, like, halfway through my second last year. One of the, like, the choir teacher came up and said, like, why are you not doing singing lessons? And I was like, oh, I just think. She's like, you've done solos for the choir and, like, you're all right. Why don't you just come on? It'll be fine. I was like, oh, money. She's like, I'll give you a discounted rate. Just come on. So, like, it was really, really cool where all of a sudden I was like, oh, yeah. And, like, you know, like, I stopped playing rugby in fifth year, but, like, you know, but I was no, like, there, we had a little gym area and, like, all the lads knew me around the gym and all that. They knew, like, and obviously, like, my older brother had also gone to the school, so everybody was constantly, like, you know, nudging me and going, like, oh, when are you going to be big like a big brother? But, like, it was cool because, like, I still, like, I was, like, whatever different walk of life in school, like, I didn't have one group. I knew everybody. Everybody knew me. Like, I was a face that I knew. I was a face that was known around the place, and it was just really fun. One of my favorite bits was, like, as student council president, was just getting up and just making up a speech and just talk. Because, like, every Thursday morning, I think it was, while I was student council president, I would, like, get up and give a speech and, like, talk about, like, the different things that we've been working on, the different things we were going to work on, and, like, just how the student council was coming along. And I'd always, like, throw in little jokes and things like that, and I just, like, make up this thing, because, like, that was when I really found, I was like, oh, I'm just comfortable talking in front of huge groups of people. As you can see here, I could just shite on for hours. And, like, but it was so much fun, because all of a sudden I was like, oh, I have found it, you know, I did my thing. And it's weird, because, like, boarding school can be different for different people, and it gives them different experiences, but, like, for me, I think it really helped me, like, force myself to find a thing that worked for me, you know? Anyway.